HSCW played a physical game last Friday against Hinton as they held the Blackhawks scoreless in a 21-0 defensive win. Head coach G.G. Harris was proud of his team's physical effort on the field and how they matched the Blackhawks' intensity.
Yeah, I mean, if you would have told me before the game we would have shut him out, I would have been like, oh man, we must have played lights out. And we didn't play perfect by any means, but we were really physical. We matched their intensity. They had a nice drive to start the game. And then other than that, we just did a really, really good job early on downs. We got them behind the sticks, forced them into positions that allowed us to play really fast and physical. And we just rallied the ball and tackled really well in space. And yeah, it was definitely a really big team defense win.
Defensively, the team played very well in the game. The Vikings kept the Blackhawks out of the red zone and executed to a high level on defense.
Well, I mean, for no turnovers, I thought we controlled the field position really, really well. And even when we didn't have great field position, we were able to flip it really quick. And defense, but that was a huge part of our defense. I mean, they drove the field on us, but we were able to kind of keep them out of the red zone. Or if they did, we were able to shut them down right there. We tackled really, really well. And their number one carrier was their quarterback. And, you know, by the end of it, I think they were handing the ball off a lot more to their tailback. And so our guys really keyed into the game plan. They executed the game plan, and then they tackled well. And, I mean, that's about all you can ask for.
Camden Sukup looked to carry the weight of the offense on his shoulders in the game statistically. He passed for 114 yards while going 11-16 for a touchdown. The junior also rushed for 88 yards and added on a touchdown as well. In reality, he played a great game. But AHSCW mixed up multiple options on both the running and passing games.
Yeah, so, you know, if you look at it statistically, yeah, it looks like he kind of carried the weight. It's a good way to put it. But I tell you what, that wouldn't tell the whole story. I mean, the first half was kind of a juggernaut. I mean, we were just kind of beating the crap out of each other for the first half and even really a majority of the third quarter. I mean, the game was a little quick for him. They did a really nice job of mixing some looks up, and he was a little uncomfortable. But, man, he started really settling in. We got the ground game going a little bit. And once we got him running a little bit, the game slowed down. He was able to get the ball out in space to his teammates and throwing the ball a little bit. And then, you know, we got to have plays. We got to have players make plays. And Camden stepped up multiple times. Then we had guys like Luke, Nick, our guys in space, did a really good job of making plays when it mattered most. And that just gave him a lot of confidence. And he did the rest on the ground for us.
In the rushing game, Luke Sternberg had 84 rushing yards and a touchdown. Sternberg has been consistent all season long and has not only helped in the running game, but also in the return game. He had a 66-yard punt return that helped to lead to an offensive score for AHSCW.
Well, I mean, he's just done a really good job of, like, when do I need to be patient? When do I need to bounce outside? You know, he's not the biggest, most physical guy in the world, but he's learned how to, you know, how can I still go downhill but then get that thing outside where he wants to be? And he's learned a lot of that as a runner this year. And plus, we want to move him around. We don't want him to get the same spot, the ball in the same spot all the time. So we moved him around a lot, try to get their eyes to go different places, because anybody that knows this is going to try to take away him first and then probably Camden. But we can't not get him the ball. And so we found various ways to get him the ball. And, you know, probably one of the biggest plays was there's a 7-0 game in there, and he had a huge punt return. And so the other thing about him is just his all-purpose yards. You know, anytime he touches it, it's got a chance to go. And he had a big punt return for us that set up our offense for our second touchdown.
Nick Denning and Blake Akers are the focal points on the defensive side. The quarterback of the defense, Nick Denning, had a total of 12.5 total tackles for the Vikings. The middle linebacker, Blake Akers, had 13 tackles and 2 tackles for loss in the game. HSCW stayed together as a team on defense all game long. Head coach G.G. Harris thanked Nick Denning for his leadership to help put the Vikings in a victorious position.
Oh, yeah, that's the reason why they're both in the middle of our defense. Yeah, Nick's kind of that free safety. We asked him to be basically the middle linebacker for a DB. And then Blake is the middle linebacker. So we ask him to do a lot. I mean, they're definitely the focal point of a defense, and we want things to go through them. Nick's the quarterback of the defense. Everybody knows that, too, and he does a great job quarterbacking the D. I mean, you know, he understands the game plan, is able to communicate that to all other 10 players on the field, help them get him in positions, and he knows the tendencies. And when you have, like, a coach like that on the field, it's a beautiful thing to watch, and the other guys really, really trust him, and it's one of those things. He said it after the game, it's probably the best that we'd ever stuck together, because it wasn't the greatest, prettiest game ever, but we stuck together, we didn't beat ourselves, and we hang tight together, and we were able to come away with the victory. And so a lot of that goes to the leadership of Nick Denning.
AHSCW takes on number 2 Underwood tonight, as they're ready to put themselves in a position to win. AHSCW has seen Underwood already this season, as they lost to the Eagles 28-12. The player that Coach Harris is looking at is Maddox Nelson, as he wants to contain the senior on the run. Nelson has rushed for 933 yards and has had 11 touchdowns this season for Underwood. The Vikings may not be the favorite in the competition, but they're looking to sustain drives and protect the line on the defensive end to prove that they can move further on in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, they're not number two for no reason. They're definitely a stout football team. We know them very well. We know what they like to do. I mean, they do it very well. And you ask anybody, we're not supposed to win, right? And to be honest with you, that's fine. We like sitting right where we're at. We feel really confident in the group that we got. You know, so to say, the pressure's all on them if you want. But we're going to go out there, play really fast and physical and free. Our goal is to put ourselves in a position to win the game in the fourth quarter. And if it takes more than that, continue to put yourself in a position to win a football game. And they're really, really good, but we think we're pretty good too. So we're hoping for a really high-level football game. We got to take care of the run. The Nelson kid can't get comfortable. We've got to find a way to condense their athletes in space. And offensively, we've got to find ways to sustain drives. And we've got to find ways to get our playmakers the ball and make it a really high-level competitive game.
Underwood hosts HSTW tonight for a second-round playoff game with a kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.